What's up, everyone? This is Kevin Sturtevant, and you are listening to Project Mindset Podcast. This podcast was designed to uplift, to inspire, to get you through those rough days, to get you uplifted from those high days, and at the end of all your days, have you look back and say, what an amazing journey. So on this podcast, I will be speaking about different philosophies that I've learned over the years. I have been in the personal development and also the real estate industry, and also an avid skateboarder since the early 90s. I got into real estate in the year 2000 after getting the crazy news that I was going to be a father. And aside from getting into real estate, I also was really inspired about the law of attraction. And thank God from a mixture of my father sending me a Tony Robbins book in the early 90s from prison to my mother in the late 90s getting highly involved with the personal development industry, that kind of hybrid of skateboarding and personal development and a crazy father and an amazing mother all mixing together with the reality that I was becoming a father in my junior year of high school. That whole era really made me who I am. And I am just inspired to have you listening here and grateful for the opportunity to share. So a little bit more about the journey here, what I've also experienced and what I've learned, a couple things. One, I've learned that everyone has a unique journey. I think it's easy in this day and age to look at your phones, look at your Instagram, look at your Facebook, and think that maybe you're missing something. And what I really like to do is have you see and have you look at your whole picture of life and say, man, this is my journey. This is my process. And have you in a space where Or I should say, help you arrive to a space where you feel like, man, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Because again, everyone has a unique journey. The next thing I'd like to share with you and something that I've learned is that everyone's journey is legendary, right? So if you dropped out of high school and you've been smoking weed and working at Taco Bell for the last 5 years straight and you feel that you have not elevated one bit, well, guess what? That's legendary, right? And that's legendary because that simply means that you haven't realized the greatness within yourself. And the moment you do, just by you thinking and just by you having the realization of, damn, I am legendary, you will begin taking some additional steps in your life that are gonna that are gonna take you from being the teller at Taco Bell to getting a raise and being the manager at Taco Bell to then one day owning multiple Taco Bells. And guess what? That story is ultimately going to become your legendary story. But where you are today is also legendary because it's still you. So everyone's journey is legendary. The next thing I've learned throughout this process is that falling is crucial to flying. You've got to be able to fall on your face. You've got to be able to dance in that destruction. And you've got to be willing to just screw up. The only reason for myself that I have become quote-unquote successful or achieved the top 0.01% of my field, blah, 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 is because I've screwed up more than anybody else. So, and I continue to screw up every single day. So that's one of the things that I'd like to impress upon people in this podcast is that failing miserably is crucial to flying. The next thing that I feel we'll be talking a lot about here is that it's about the process, guys. It is about the process. It's about the journey. It's not about you landing that dream job. It's not about you becoming a millionaire, buying your dream home, finishing a marathon, getting a six-pack, opening your own business, hitting 10K, getting verified on Instagram. It's not about that shit. It's about the journey. It's about who you become on mile 16, 17, 18, 19 of the 26-mile marathon. Crossing the finish line, getting the trophy or a ribbon or whatever you get when you finish a marathon, who cares about that? It's about the journey. Also, I've learned that goal setting works. There's something magical about stepping out of your daily activities and grabbing a pen, grabbing a piece of paper, and saying, what the hell do I really want? And developing the realization that you are the producer for your life's movie. Everything you've experienced up to this point, whether you're 13 or 93 years old, that's your journey. That's your life's movie. The question is, as you look back and you press record and you play back, is that movie Oscar worthy? And if it's not, no matter what age you're at right now, guess what? It is your opportunity to get to writing. Maybe we need to come up with a new soundtrack. Maybe we need to come up with a new cast. Maybe we need to come up with a new plot. And guess what? That's up to you. That's what the purpose of that pen and paper is to step in and be the producer of your life's movie. You have an opportunity right now to create any movie you want. Let's make this damn movie Oscar worthy. The next thing is that affirmations work, right? You can set goals all day long, but until you jam it in your mind that, you know what? I am the world's dopest rapper. I am a legendary fashion designer. I am an amazing father. I am an amazing entrepreneur. I'm an amazing salesperson, right? Whatever that might be that you're looking to attain, affirmations are the ability to develop reality with your goals by saying, I am. So you'll see, we talk a lot about affirmations here on this Project Mindset podcast. And, you know, a big part of this as well is simply the insight, the knowledge that we become what we think about. So selfishly, I wanted to create something that I was more inspired about to listen to and interview other people and actually motivate myself. Because whatever input equals output, right? When you break down that word information, you split it, you take in formation, whatever goes in forms into who we are. So this podcast is designed to get you to think at higher levels. Thoughts become things. Now, why do I feel that this is important and valuable? Well, I guess number one, as a skateboarder, as a recovering addict, as somebody who's became a teenage father, as somebody who grew up, half his life from a dad that was in prison, and before he was in prison, balling out of control, to going on welfare, that whole circle of upbringing, I feel like there's a lot of people that could relate to that. And I feel like this podcast is just as much about failure as it is success. And that's simply what my life has been. It's been a constant cycle of failing to achieve more success. And really, I want people to get inspired about their failures and to have people know that when you're failing, that's simply the signal that you're actually on the right track. So with all that being said, I feel that this podcast will really be a source of positive influence on our culture. I'm heavily involved with action sports and streetwear and, hip hop culture. And my intention is to bring on, rappers, skateboarders, just rad entrepreneurs to this podcast and to dig deep, not so much into their story, but more so into how do they think? What do they believe? How have they overcome adversity? And what are their current practices and principles that really assist them in their day-to-day life and sharing those stories with other people? I really feel that by listening to Project Mindset and this podcast, what it's really going to give people is just that extra boost of fire to start their day and also to give them clarity as they end their day. So this podcast is really designed to raise the energy levels of the individuals who listen to them and to really just who listen to it and really just create a movement of extraordinary thinkers, extraordinary doers, and change the world. So thank you for listening. Stay focused, stay inspired, and we'll see you soon. Peace.